This is Primary Viewpoints with Patient Care Online, a podcast bringing you expert physician insights on new treatments and the latest clinical updates. In today's episode, editor Sydney Jennings sat down with Dr. Linda Steingold at the 2025 American Academy of Dermatology annual meeting in Orlando. Steingold is a board-certified dermatologist and director of dermatology clinical research at Henry Ford Health System in Detroit. She came on the show to discuss late-breaking results from the ADORING 3 trial, specifically the potential of tapinarof cream 1% as a long-term non-steroidal treatment for atopic dermatitis. For the late's coverage from AAD 2025, check out patientcareonline.com. Without further ado, here's our interview with Dr. Linda Steingold.
So what key insights emerged from the new analysis of tapinarof cream in patients with atopic dermatitis, and how might they impact clinical practice?
The data that was new that was presented here at the AAD looked at patients who achieved completely clear skin and went into a treatment-free period of time. On average, that treatment-free period lasted about 80 consecutive days. We looked in depth at what happened to those patients at the end of that treatment-free period, and what we found was generally they had mild disease based on IGA and EASI score, and also their itch was less than a 3 out of 10 for their worst itch. So this tells us that the disease is really coming back slowly, and these patients are well controlled and they do well in that treatment-free period.
Great. And with 83% of the study population being pediatric patients, what do these results suggest about the long-term safety and efficacy of tapinarof cream in children?
I think that it's essential that we have new treatment options for our younger patients. And I'm really happy with the fact that we studied patients all the way down to age 2 in the initial clinical trials, so we don't have to wait for further studies to be done in younger and younger patients. We need non-steroidal, safe, well-tolerated, and effective treatments for all of our atopic patients, but especially for those younger patients who don't have a lot of treatment options. So I think this is good news. We can use one medication on really almost any body surface area. It can be used in sensitive areas. We can use it to get the disease under control and keep it under control, and really helps to simplify the treatment regimen.
And you mentioned tapinarof has a unique mechanism as an aryl hydrocarbon receptor modulator. How does this differentiate from existing steroidal and non-steroidal options for atopic dermatitis?
What's exciting is this is a completely new mechanism of action for us in this topical medication. This is a medicine that works inside the cell and helps to modulate inflammatory cytokines. We know that it downregulates Th2 type cytokines, and that's important for atopic dermatitis. It helps to restore the barrier. It has an it decreases oxidative stress, and it also downregulates Th17 cytokines, and that's why it was studied and approved for psoriasis. So this is really nice to have a different mechanism of action. The good news too is that with it not being a steroid, we don't see the topical steroidal side effects. We don't see thinning of the skin or striae or lightening of skin, especially in those patients with skin of color.
Great. And how do you see this getting integrated into current treatment practices for clinicians?
This is an option that can be used on any patient with atopic dermatitis who is age 2 and up. It can be used on sensitive areas or anywhere on the body, hands, feet. It is something that can be used even in more extensive areas. So there's no limitation on the amount of body surface area that can be treated. I think it's important to have a lot of tools in our toolbox, and this is one that gives us great flexibility.